Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, make it so, make it so, make it so. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought me some tea, Earl Grey hot. The lights turned way down low. Make it so, make it so, make it so. When we finally kiss goodnight.
How I hate going out in the storm.
But if you...
Really?
Shut up, Wesley! All the way home, I'll be
warm.
Oh, the fire is slowly dying. And my dear...
We're still goodbye, then. But
as long as you love me
so...
Make it so.
Make it so. Make it so.
Thank you.
with Commander Q.
36
Jesus with
Commander
Q.
We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came. Thank you. Daniel X Wiz Commander Q.
Saturday, November 18th, 2000, 5:01 p.m., leaving Newman Road, Alden, Mass. I haven't talked into the volume of this voice journal for a while. The last one got eaten. I have it, but it's at this moment inaccessible, which sucks. But I'm starting a new one, because I have to. I feel like I'm fighting on a lot of sides right now. And truly, art is my only defense against the bastards of the world and the bastards in my head. So, I don't know what volume this is, but on it goes. I have the bare makings of my radio show tomorrow. I don't plan on being home tonight. I plan on being tripped out tonight with Rick in Melrose at Hartley's house, where Hartley's not going to live much longer. There's a real sense of full circle tonight. Because Hartley and Rick, who are now roommates, and I guess also roommates with, or at least my girlfriend Edie, they're moving to a different part of Melrose to a house that Edie and Hartley bought Hartley retained ownership of the condo, but he's not going to be living there anymore. I wish I could live there. But I can't afford $1,000 a month, unfortunately. Tempting as it is. And also, where I'm working, oh my god. Commute would kill me. To the Bellrock Cemetery. So, in the last week, I've been on that Yahoo chat in the older men seeking younger women room. I found a girl there named Erica, lives in Montreal. We became friends. We became very close. We talked twice on the phone. We fought. We raged. I don't know where we stand right now. She sort of talked to me. She has an inkling about Lainey that sent her into a complete fit. She wouldn't talk to me, but today she did. Lainey promised to call from Key West tomorrow night. I don't know if she's going to do that. I certainly hope she is. Because it would mean a great deal to me. It would mean a great deal to our relationship. Given that I didn't talk to her on Friday, and she's around Monday and Tuesday and then gone Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I think she has an inkling that I have what she calls annoyers. My heart is hers to lose. She has my heart if she wants it. There's any doubt about that. There isn't any question. She has my heart, but it's a matter of her keeping it. And when she calls, it'll be a day shy of 6 weeks. Erica called me within like 3 days of our knowing each other. Well, I called her. She gave me her number. She gave me her address. She really, really wanted me. And I think she still does. Though she's mad and she's hurt. She's pouting. She's waiting to see what I do next. But I can't divide my heart between the two of them, and I won't. So that's a lot to pour into this machine after not having a volume for some days. I want Lainey. I've worked on, devoted myself to my relation with Lainey. And this past week, even as I was in dark spaces otherwise, Lainey and I were reaching new places of trust, new places of affection, new places of hope. And now this is the latest thing that she has to do. She's not even going to talk to me. She's going to call me, and she's going to leave a message. It's not even a genuine phone call, but it is her dialing the numbers and getting my answering machine and talking into it. And it raises the level of reality between us yet another notch. Why have I been so doubtful? Why have I been prowling around? Because I'm impatient. Because I'm dubious. Because I'm hurt. I think she knows this. I think she has a strong sense of it. I can't belong to both of them in the same way. And I won't. It's not possible. At least in this particular circumstance to do that. So I'm not gonna do it. But I do have expectations now. Lainey said she would call me Sunday night. And she has to call me. She said she would be shaky and crying. And that's fine. As long as she does it. As long as I hear her voice. It's all that matters. It's the next step of commitment. Next thing that has to happen. And if it doesn't happen, and I think it'll happen sooner than later Sunday night because she has to get a flight back from Key West to Orlando. If it doesn't happen, it'll make me mad. I'm holding my doubts at bay right now. I'm holding them at bay. As best I can. I'm not doing that good a job, but I am doing it. She calls me then. It shows that she means it. She's serious about me and about us. So anyway, I'm hoping you spun his shit tonight. The mushrooms, interestingly enough. So Harley has acid, but Rick found a bag of mushrooms that he thinks belongs to Dave's little girlfriend who moved out, and so we're going to go with that. Now, Rick may back out on me. I couldn't tell if how committed he was to the whole thing, but he knows my love of tripping, and he knows my expectations. And I'll tell him that I'll trip with him even if he doesn't want to trip. But that I need to. If he can help me. I sound like a fucking junkie. But if it's available, it's available. If it's available, do it if you want to do it. That's what I figure. I'm not willing to give up Eric. Not yet. Maybe not ever. so messed up on love and romantic sex for so long that I just want to clear it away. I want to love one woman in a complete way. And all the rest in lesser ways. Queen of all my dreams. Line from a song by Led Zeppelin. I'm the queen of all my dreams. I think that queen is Lainey. I know that when Lainey signs on the computer, does something to me that nobody else does to me. Skips my heart, moves me, makes me scared and happy and dazed. She's so sweet and she's so wonderful. And I won't do anything to hurt her that I believe would hurt her. Right now, in a way, I'm defending myself. My heat is on. She's not ready for it. Peculiar at the low point in my relation with Lainey, I met Erica. I can't get over that. There's something in that, and I don't know what. On the 36th poem of the second 36 nocturnes. Messed up because I lost things changed, so I think I have most of it on tape for my radio shows. I haven't done any script or press work since the last cynical. I'm in better shape now than I've been in a while. I've been writing more, but I'm still not there. So, anyway, that's enough for now. We need a bag of chips and some starter. Out. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. don't think this is a video.
Really? What is it?
I don't know.
This is too cool to be a video.
I think it's one of those, stool logs.
Yeah, stools are cool.
Check it out.
Wood.
Yeah. Wood.
Log.
Yeah. Penis.
What?
Penis. I'm just, you know, making conversation.
Oh, yeah. What?
Yeah. Wiener.
So cool.
How come they always play this music that sucks around Christmas?
Because, butt munch, it's Christmas music.
So? Why do they have to play it around Christmas?
Yeah, really. It's like, you'd think they'd want to play something cool at Christmas.
Yeah, really.
But like, some of the Christmas songs have pretty cool names.
Yeah.
Like, that thing about the butt cracker.
Yeah, and Jingle Balls. Jack the Balls.
Whoa, this song's pretty cool.
Yeah, it sounds like Ozzy. Dun 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 dun. Da 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 da
da da. Hey, Beva. I just, like, thought up a Christmas joke. Check this out. How come Rudolph's nose is red?
Why?
Because it's bloody.
Yeah. That was pretty funny. Yeah, I got one, too. Check it out. How come Santa's outfit is red?
Why?
Because it's bloody.
That's not funny, Beavis.
Yeah, it is. See, it's like, it's bloody because, like, Rudolph got his nose on it, and Rudolph's nose was red because it was bloody. That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
But it, tell another one of those Christmas jokes.
Okay. Here's one. Santa Claus has this big sack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think this is like a movie.
Yeah. It sucks.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool movie.
It's better than most Christmas movies.
Yeah, yeah. Like that one, what's it called? That Wonderful Life?
Oh, yeah. That's that movie where everything sucks?
Yeah.
Or how about that, The Grunge That Stole Christmas?
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, except then at the end he becomes a wuss.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that sucks. You know a Christmas movie where that dude, finds that, like, gold ticket inside that piece of chocolate? And he, like, goes to this big factory where everything's really cool and there's these little elves and they're, like, going around going, Oompa Loompa Oompa Dee Doo. Yeah, that was cool.
Oh, yeah. That ruled.
Yeah.
Then remember there's that chick with her little dog, Scroto? And then they, like, go and they crush that wicked bitch with their house.
Oh, yeah. Then they got those flying monkeys.
Yeah. Then, like, that Willy Wanker dude has to get back to his home planet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then Augustus Gloop dies in that big bowl of chocolate.
Yeah. Chocolate is cool.
Yeah.
How come Santa Claus has that stupid laugh? Where he goes, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, yeah. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Ho, 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 ho.
Oh, that's really stupid. People don't go, ho, ho, ho. They go,
yeah. They don't go, ho, ho, ho. They go,
Christmas specials suck.
Yeah. They always make those dumb Christmas specials. And then they just, like, rerun it. Rerun it! Rerun it!
Yeah. I wonder if Cops is gonna do a Christmas special.
You have the right to remain silent and will be used against you.
Yeah. And we have the right to kick your ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Christmas is cool.
Thank you.
With Commander Q.
Science and morality at the level of the individual, thus freeing one to fall into the formation.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young,
a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one.
All right, it's Thursday, April 21st, 2022, at 6:39 p.m. Bungalow C, attic, study, work table, Milkhurst, Massachusetts. Last night was fun. It was a fun 420. We even got a bit of the ganja gummies in with our Midnight Mary at First Sight. Weird fucking show. Sort of entertaining trash. Disturbing on some level too, I suppose. I don't suppose. I do think it's disturbing. But anyway. Today I was still working on the tech writer positions and trying to get Greg in there, and I put my recommendation in the system and he put his application in, and that seemed all well and good, but the recruiter, the company recruiter, Darren, who's a super nice guy, he'd had some worries about hiring an American living in the United Kingdom. Apparently there's some legal snags that can come with that kind of thing. Way beyond what I would know at all. But I guess you learn, right? He got back to me tonight and said that because Ginkgo doesn't have an office in England, it can't hire someone in England without there being all sorts of issues with that. So I thought, okay, well, that's that, but I didn't quite think that. I thought, well, it's probably that, but I better talk to my bosses and see what they say, because they seem pretty confident about the whole thing, at least this past week in dealing with the possible questions of his snags. But Bruce said the deal breaker, but maybe not. There might be a way to have Greg report into Ginkgo has offices in Switzerland, I think. Ulrich, Basel, I think those are cities in Switzerland. Is that possible? I don't know. He wouldn't have brought it up if it wasn't something that was genuinely on his mind. But I left it at that. I was already way beyond my usual parting time for today. But I don't know. Maybe there's still a possibility. And even before that, I was just thinking, well, this is no guarantee. I mean, it's got to be a good fit on both sides, and I guess this is part of it. I guess, you know, kinks either iron out or don't, or they're accepted or whatever. Some kinks have to be ironed out, or they just are deal breakers. But I said to Darren, let me get back to you, and I communicated to my bosses about this, and Bruce got back to me, and you know, if anyone could figure out a way for this to work, it would be him. He's a friggin' genius. He's awesome. I plainly and thoroughly admire him, and I'm not alone, but I'm among those who do. So I'm going to tune in again tomorrow morning and see what has been come up with. I think Greg would be a great addition to Ginkgo and to my team that I work on, and I really would like it to happen. And I think that I've made my case pretty thoroughly why. Greg is, he's being stoical about it. Stoical and excited. He's kind of of two minds, which you have to be. Stoical that the possibility may not work out. And thank goodness he has a job. He doesn't have to, you know, get back to job hunting and worrying. He has a job that he's been doing for a long time, and excited because just maybe, you know. And then I just spent the afternoon working. I just dug into stuff that felt like it had piled up, and I just dug in. Sometimes I feel like I've drifted away from what I'm supposed to be doing there for one reason or another. And when I feel that, I just clear my head, figure out what needs to be done, and start friggin' doing it. I just really do. I start doing it. I had a meeting with one of my colleagues. We were both contractors for a long time, and she's a really cool person, and she needs some help on a document for something or other, and I was able to basically draft up much of what she needed, like just, it was within the hour that we'd scheduled to meet. We got off the phone, I took the content she provided, and I just did up a page in Confluence. Real super easy. Handed it back to her and said, is there anything we need right now? And she said, not right now. I said, okay, just let me know. I mean, I think that that's how it has to work. It has to be something where the value is just plainly obvious. And, help, help, help. And glad to. Good attitude. Good performance. That's my commitment. I don't do it always perfectly. I really, really don't always do it perfectly. But I strive to. I strive to, I wish to, I intend to, and more often than not, I do. Pride in work is important. I've had jobs that it was hard to take pride in because the environment was toxic, or the people I worked with were toxic, or the company, or whatever. But it goes none of those. It's a good place with good people, good things it does, and I'm fucking lucky to be there. And when I don't get in my way of that plain truth, my intention always is to embody my feeling of great fortune or luckiness by how I work there. And the work I do isn't that hard. I've been doing it for many, many years. Many years before I came to this place, I was doing the same kind of work. It hasn't changed very much. And I've probably gotten better at it somewhat. I don't know. I think doing something that's more craft than over the course of many years, probably one's way to get better at it. Unless your attitude changes. Unless you just don't give a fuck, and I do. And I probably care more than I used to. It's hard to care at places where they don't care about you. And I've now experienced the caring about me side more than once. And I know what it feels like, and it makes me want to just do better. So. I edited my show, my main show, with Ends With last week. I got that done, sat down, and grinded through it. It takes about 2 hours to do a final edit of a 3-hour show. It takes attention, it takes patience, and it takes just, like, a devotion to do it right. There's no acceptable sloppy way to do it, so I don't. I hope I never do. And then on the other end of my whatever, 36X, the next one, 35, number 35, is done. Ranges between June 2000 and February 2022. With many versions of Deep Purple, a song Deep Purple thrown in there for one. I don't know what show this content will be on this fucking. I seem to lag a bit. But that's fine. It's fine. I don't think that this is really something timely. This isn't like something where I have to get the audio out the same week it's recorded. And this doesn't work like that. Anyway, Radio, which is Jazz Cafe Weekend this weekend, which means three DJ shows and then jazz shows from the past couple of years. The work on it's pretty well done. I wrote to the Cynical contributors. I haven't completed editing run and let them know that it's coming this weekend. Well, I guess more or less my next task is I'm going to read Sherlock Holmes' Hound of the Baskervilles, which I've greatly been enjoying. I'm about halfway through it, and it's just a very interesting novella. I really like it, and I've read everything up to this point. Chronologically, I've read all of the Holmes stories up to him killing off Holmes, and now Hound of the Baskervilles doesn't unkill Holmes, but it marks his resumption writing about him, even though I think it's intended as like a earlier in his chronology tale in terms of the fictional life. It's really good. And then I'm going to work on many musics. I don't have as much time tonight because editing within for a couple of hours. But that's all right. I'm going to get this poem done. It's a real mess, but it's closer, and I'm not going to stop until it's done. It's going to be one long poem, Seneca 119. That's what it's going to be, and I accept that. What arrives to the Seneca is what arrives to the Seneca within the time frame of arriving to the Seneca. I have other things to write. I have lots to edit. There's just tons of stuff to do, but this poem, I feel, is going to get there. It's going to cross the finish line with other stuff. I guess that's it for now. More later. Thank you.
Christmas Eve. I stole behind her in the frozen foods, and I touched her on the sleeve. She didn't recognize the face at first, but then her eyes flew open wide. She went to hug me and she spilled her purse, and we laughed and
as I turn to